Andy.
Okay. Hey, Andy Seelfon.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Andy.
Andy, how is the world traveler doing, huh?
Exhausted.
Yeah, Andy puts on more miles than anybody.
I was in Boston during the weekend at a conference on immunology.
Okay. Wow. That's cool. Did you stick around for yesterday Patriots Day?
They were closing all the streets for the marathon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about what was new at the conference. I mean, was there anything relatively new in your side of the medical biz?
There's a lot of research going into the immunology area. It's getting more and more interesting as the associations increase between the different disease states, inflammation, the impact to the immune system, the impact to genetics, the effect genetics has on the immune system. So there's a lot of interesting new research being done. This was a congress mostly for research, and so it's the cutting-edge research in as related to genetics and immunology. It was a very, very interesting conference.
Interesting. Well, I mean, as far as you guys are concerned, did you get a chance to talk up your product at all?
Always.
Well, what's the reaction?
Well, I think, we're making very good strides in explaining how a system works. And I think that's part of what is new in what we are doing and the way our products are perceived in the market. We take on a very systems approach. And so as part of a system, we keep jumping to larger and larger elements of the system, what's included in an entire system. And so in our case, we're not just selling a pump, but we're providing a patient with a therapy. Part of that therapy includes the pumps and needles and flow rate controllers and patient information, instructions, training, and so on. And all of that combined gets great patient outcomes. And now we can combine that with some of the research that they're doing that they showed at the Boston conference, where we can combine it with other factors that would improve patient outcomes. So the systems get larger. And that's a lot of fun because that provides the optimum response and the optimum quality of life for our patients, and that's what our goal is.
Amazing.
Yeah, that does sound great. Well, Michael, on the stock side of his company.
It looks great. It's breaking out to the upside now, and I just wonder, how does your needle that you produce compare with other needles in the system?
Well, that's a great question, actually. Everybody thinks that a needle is a needle. And, they're all comparable and they can all be used the same. Because our pump is a different kind of pump, we're a constant pressure pump, that provides huge safety advantages for the patient. Because that our kind of system can respond to what's going on inside the patient. But because we're a constant pressure pump and we're a low pressure, the needles, the demand on the design of the needles is much greater. And the needles have to be very consistent in flow, and they have to be very low friction for the flow, because we want to get a certain volume of drug, a certain rate of flow, and we want to do it for a quality of life reason. The patient doesn't want to take all day to get his medication. They want to go as fast as they can go without pain. And so the needles require a fluidic design that can accommodate fast and low pressure. You know, you could push any rate through a needle if you have a high enough pressure, but that pressure harms the patient. And so in order to balance all these things, you have to weigh the design of the needle against the pressure, against the comfort, against the risks of high pressure, and balance it all out. And that's what our needles do. So our needles are perfect for our kind of pump. And they will achieve the maximum flow rates that are specified by the drug manufacturers for these administrations. And they will do it with the smallest and tiniest needle possible. And so all of life is a compromise, and we think we've optimized that particular series of parameters so that we have the smallest needle, the fastest flow, and the best performance that a patient needs for these very viscous medications. In addition to that, we have designed a needle tip that is very different than other needle tips, and that actually provides sort of a razor cut into the skin, as opposed to a typical needle. It's called a lancet, you know, Sir Lancelot. And when you lance something, like you lance a boil, you make a hole in it. You destroy tissue. You make an opening. Our needles don't destroy a section of tissue. They simply do like a razor cut, like a little flap, and then the needle can just slip in. And when you remove the needle, the flap closes, and all that has to heal is a tiny razor edge.
Wow.
And so there's less tissue damage, which is called necrosis, and faster healing, and less complications for a whole lot of other reasons. And so the needles do play a significant role. We're probably the only company, I'm sure we're the only company, that actually measures the flow rate delivered to every needle. We make sure every needle is flowing properly. And that is not a requirement if you're using an electric pump, because if the needle is slightly blocked, for example, like an insulin needle, the pump will just increase pressure enough to deliver whatever it's programmed to do. Our system is different. It won't do that. And so if our needles are blocked, the patient's going to get a slow delivery. And they're going to know right away, something's wrong. Why is this taking so long? So our needles are designed to accommodate these much more stringent demands. But these, overall, in our system, it provides a much better delivery, safer delivery, less pain delivery, and it's the fastest you can go with the least pain, because our system will adjust if it's going too fast, and other systems can't do that. So they just have to start slower and stay slower because they don't know what too fast means. In our system, we can get it done fast without the pain. This is all unique to the Freedom system.
Well, that sounds amazing, Andy. It just seems like the news just keeps getting better and better and better for you guys. And, you know, you've been coming on for a long time, and it's not exactly like you're an overnight success. You know, you've just been climbing that ladder, and now it's a worldwide ladder, which is so very impressive about you guys.
Do you have patent applications?
Yes, we're working on a series of new products. We have probably a half a dozen patent applications in process now. So we're constantly looking at protecting our technology to the fullest extent possible.
Wow.
We'd like to be able to talk about that, but, you know, we can't really discuss our new products yet until we are further along and prepared to release them.
Yeah, you don't want to give away any secrets.
Exactly.
If any competitors are listening, you know. That too. Gary, do you have any questions for Andy?
I know what happened to Gary.
Whoop, okay, Gary must have fallen off here. Okay,
yeah,
Mike.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you go. There you are, Gary.
That's a little bit better. You know, there's some construction going on here at the office, and I wanted to hear what Andy was saying without you guys hearing the construction. I've been following Andy's company for years, and I'm not just saying this because he's a friend of mine and I respect him. He's got something that makes a difference, it matters, and it works. And when Andy was saying before about the needles being different, I'm telling you, I know about that firsthand. This stuff matters, what he's doing. And the more people that are in need of his product hear about it and actually use it, the more, in my opinion, his sales are going to increase.
Fantastic. Yes.
But we just got a letter from an 88-year-old patient who was having all kinds of difficulties. And he called our office, and we worked with his provider to get him on our needle system. And he wrote this really cute letter to us saying that our needles made a, just the needles now, everything else was the same. The needles made a fantastic difference to him. His pain is gone, his inconvenience is gone, and he's getting his medications faster. And so we asked him, would you be an advocate for you, for us? Would you help us tell others about this? And he says, no, I'm too busy playing two additional holes of golf.
Very good for him.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
He was kidding, of course. He responded. He said, no, with my extra time, I can get another two holes of golf in. So.
Wow. Well, good. Good for him.
Andy, I think as you get more of a presence overseas, I think it's a big world out there. And those that have problems here in the States, those problems are shared by the same people in different parts of the world. As more and more people use your product, I just think your sales are just going to just keep moving. And, you know, as far as being an overnight success, you know, you've been a 20-year overnight success.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about Andy's company. I mean, you know, I don't know. Mike, you've been on, what, about 10 years, I guess, starting with Bill. And Andy was one of the first shows that we had on a long time ago. And, you know, and remember that we were just talking U.S., and then all of a sudden you started talking about going over to that huge show in Dusseldorf, which, by the way, I happened to do some channel surfing this weekend, and they were talking about that medical show as the largest convention in the world.
Wow.
Well, the Medica show has historically been huge. I don't think it's going to continue, and last year was not as big, I think, as the year before. There are now some competitive shows like Arab Health that are drawing off the Middle East and some of Asia. And so the Medica show is not as big as it used to be, but it's still a huge show. I mean, we get anywhere. It used to be almost 300,000 attendees, but I think last year was less than that, maybe 200,000 something.
Well, that's still Yankee Stadium five times over. That's pretty big.
Yeah, well,
no,
I mean.
The physical area is enormous. You know, you can't walk from one end to the other. It would take about a half an hour. They have a bus to take you around. Because it's so large, and it's impossible to see all of Medica, even in the 4 days that are given. It's just, it's way too big. It's enormous.
Well, and you think about the Broadcasters Convention is Mike's dodging all their cars all their limos, I guess, in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
right,
it's
right.
Big.
Yeah, 120,000 folks from around the world have converged on Las Vegas.
Yeah, Greg, you should be here.
Yeah, Carol and I have never been to the Las Vegas convention. We've always gone to the radio conventions, but we might just do that. Yeah, they're next year or the year after, possibly. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, well, Mike, talk a little bit about Andy's the business side of what he's done. I mean, the stock is obviously making a move now. So, what other things would you say are a real big plus from RMS?
The stock has a huge upside. It's a wonderful potential. It's a triple, in my opinion, this year. In other words, if someone buys it today, in my opinion, at the end of the year, they'll have 3 times their money. That's my opinion. That's my personal opinion.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but I'm long, and I think it's a great investment. And I think Andy's done a phenomenal job, and we sure appreciate him coming on the show. He's very busy. One-man gang.
Well, we're adding some really top-flight staff. We have a new president. We've been promoting from within. We have an international global director of marketing and international sales. We have a fantastic new product manager who is based in Stuttgart, Germany, but will be commuting here and spending a lot of time in the States. We are expanding. We have new distributors in Germany. We're adding new distributors in France. So we are looking at that European market. They are facing, obviously, the same problems, an aging population. Home care is becoming essential to meet the budget requirements of maintaining health. And so we offer tremendous solutions in depth for those issues in Europe, and we're positioning to expand our European operation.
Well, thanks so much for sharing all this information with us. I know how busy you are. I know you have
another
meeting in
up.
3 minutes.
Yep, I do. Pleasure saying hello to everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you again.
Alrighty.
All right, Andy Seelfon, RMS Medical. And Gary, so do you actually, have you actually used Andy's product?
No, but my father-in-law did.
Ah, yeah, when you said you had first-hand knowledge, I was thinking, okay,
yeah,
now wait a minute.
My father-in-law did, and, you know, my wife's a surgeon, so she was going to make darn well sure that my father-in-law got the very best of care and the best treatment. So, yeah, that's how I know. In fact, that's how I reached out to Andy. Oh, my goodness, and that was probably about 15 years ago. You know, I didn't know Andy from Adam. I was just a product, and it was good, and I thought, wow, what a small world. He knows my king. And I called Andy, and I asked if I can come up to visit. And he said, sure. And I saw his facility, and I saw the people, and I saw everything. And it was a really nice, it was a small, relatively speaking, small but real spotless, clean, first-class looking kind of place. And that's what I was comfortable with, so we stayed friends since. Primarily, we talk about Andy flies an airplane, so you know we've talked planes and things that are not related to business. But I think that he's smart. I think he focuses on building the business, and the stock price will take care of itself. And I think that's a
yes.
way to look at things.
Absolutely. And Chester is not that far from Greenwich, is it?
I think it took me 2 hours. 2 hours. It was worth the trip. He's a nice guy. I really, you know, all too often we. We come across people that are more interested in feathering their own nest first in life. Andy is not like that. Andy got a product. He believes in it. It's good. It works. And he wants to get the word out to the people that need it. And those that don't need it, you know, great. That's awesome that they don't need his kind of products. But those that need it, you know, you want something good. It's your life you're talking about.
Well, and the other thing that I think impresses me, and obviously going through the twin hurricanes of 2004 and then Wilma in 2005, living without power for a long time. I think that's the other advantage that RMS Medical has, because their pumps do not need power.
And that is
interesting.
A big issue when you don't have
yes.
power.
Yes, that's a critical issue that we didn't mention.
That's a lot more than your stuff in the refrigerator going bad with no power. That's
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and you think about it, especially now, Mike and Gary, you know, you look at that earthquake down in Central America right now. You know, my God, that thing is huge. I mean, when you start hearing about earthquakes that are around an 8, that's brutal. I was in the San Francisco
I know there was the one in Japan that was just like 7.2. There's another earthquake that in
yes.
Japan, are you referring to, or did you say in Latin America?
No, Central America.
Oh, Central America.
Okay,
that's bigger than the one in Japan. And that was what was so strange, because they were all around the same time. I know one of the geological survey types who is always on television. We saw her on NBC Nightly News. She said, you know, it's just a coincidence. There's nothing, you know, that you could tie these two things. But, I mean, you look at natural disasters like that. I mean, it could be especially in Central America with all the bridges and all that. I mean, it could be years before some of those villages get, you know, full power. Well, that's where, you know, like Andy's equipment, you know, would just shine in a situation like that if their governments would get their act together.
Let's welcome Carter Matzinger.
Okay, hello.
Hey, Carter, welcome aboard.
How are you all?
We are doing fine. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, man. Working. Working.
Working? Oh, okay.
Working.
Well, you're not making me guilty because I'm still going to play golf later.
Oh, spoken like a true Greenwich guy, you know.
Oh, come on, give me a break. When I go to the club, they ask each other. They go, "How did we let this Italian in here?" They don't understand how that happened.
So is the club in your backyard or your front yard, Gary?
Actually, it's about 3/4 of a mile away. I could walk there.
Oh man! So Carter,
I'm not
what,
to Las Vegas. We accept all everybody at our golf course.
There you go.